us about your very first guitar.
My first guitar? Well, I remember it. I'm sure everybody you interview will remember their first guitar, absolutely. While we're talking like this, I'll change the string. The first guitar I ever... Well, I didn't buy it, obviously. My dad bought it for me. £3.50, made in Soviet Russia. An acoustic steel string guitar. I mean, that's such a bad acoustic steel string guitar. It's really a bad thing to start off with, because the action was about that high. And obviously the strings in those days were really thick. So, yeah. I mean, you just couldn't, you know, so when you start, you think, God, this is really hard. And you don't realise that you meet a professional player with a proper guitar that is, so, you know, it's the old paradox, you know, the better you get, the better the guitars you get, and so the easier they are to play.
Yeah.
So what happened to
that? So I always recommend people now to buy, you know, something like a Squire Strat.
Yeah.
What happened to that guitar, right? Yeah. God knows. I should imagine it no longer exists.
What was your final memory of that guitar?
Well, I do remember that the neck was put on so badly on the body that I used to do that thing all the time, which I still do, you know, bending the neck to get the vibrato, because I wanted to do Hank Marvin, you see. And I couldn't do Hank Marvin on that, but I could go by bending the neck, which normally practically fell off. But I only had that for about a year after that. I went up to London and bought... I remember where I bought it from. I used to go and look at all the guitar shops, you know, like you do. And I bought a Hofner V3, or my dad then bought a Hofner V3 for £30, which was like a 3-pickup solid guitar with a tremolo arm. I mean, that was it, really, you know. I mean, you couldn't get a Strat in those days. They were, I used to have the catalogue, so I remember exactly what they were. I used to pour over the catalogue. This is 1961. They were 164 guineas. That's £200 in 1961, which is equivalent of about £5,000.
Wow.
So only, there were only a few in the country. And it was like something you could just, you know, just dream on, you know. You know, the Red Strat. You know. When I saw Cliff Richard's The Young Ones and The Shadows did The Savage with the two Red Strats and a Red Jazz Precision. Oh, man. It suddenly cut. I can forget it now. The film... Something to do with Cliff and all that, and I can't remember what the, you know, some silly story. And it's suddenly cut, and they're in the middle of the Savage. That was it for me.
Your dad was like a surgeon or something, wasn't he?
My dad was an anaesthetist, actually.
And so how did he feel about you not...
Well, no, he played the piano. He was a terrific pianist. Yeah, he played like Teddy Wilson. He was a very good pianist, like in the Teddy Wilson mode. You know, Teddy Wilson was a pianist with Benny Goodman and, you know, the clarinet player in the 30s. And the thing is, with that style, you play stride tenths in the left hand. Boom. It's like, kind of like stride piano, but slightly more sophisticated. And he was very good, very, very good pianist on that level, you know. So he got me into the jazz. That's the only reason why I'm into the jazz, because of him, really. And Django Reinhardt, who I discovered after Hank Marvin.